today our focus is on the element air. Air is also known as Vayu in yoga, or prana, life force. And air is all about movement, expansion and contraction. Just ensure that your spines are straight in Shavasana, space between your legs, feet falling out to the sides, space between your arms and your sides, palms to the sky. Put the morning behind you, and with your next exhalation, feel the weight of your body dropping downwards. Surrender your body to the earth beneath you. Take a moment to notice the stillness of your physical body. Its solid form. The symmetry and shape of your body. Now go one level deeper to the pranic body, where the breath and life force is centered, and notice if you can feel movement there. Notice how the breath breathes the body, how the breath moves the body. In yoga represents the ability to move freely, lightly, effortlessly. Air is the breath. So take your focus now to your nose. And just observe the sensation of the breath as it flows gently in and out through your nose. Just watching your breath with no attempt to change it. Take your focus to your heart, the air element associated with the heart chakra, anahata, the chest, the lungs. So as you take your breath in, feel the heart, the chest expanding, and as you exhale, feel the chest falling and softening, expanding on the in-breath, contracting on the out-breath. Breath now to fall away. Notice your physical body once more, its stillness, and then go deeper. Notice your life force and the air and breath flowing within you. The element air. It's about lightness, new beginnings, a fresh perspective. So today's practice will be flowing, moving, really using the breath, synchronizing breath with movement. So very slowly start to move your toes, feet and ankles, your fingertips, hands and wrists. Turning your head from one side and then to the other. You may like a stretch, and then when you're ready, draw your knees in towards your chest. And gently rocking from side to side in Apanasana. Massaging the spine into the floor. If your eyes are still closed, gently opening those now. If you have socks on, taking those off for extra grip, and we will start standing. So very slowly, easing yourself up. A lot of the elements in the body work together, and air and fire particularly work well together. Each increases the other. Hopefully, if you're breathing properly and fully, you're going to start to fan your internal fire and get warmer. And because the air is fanning your internal fire, this air element is one of the purest ways of detoxifying your body. Okay. All right, so bring your hands to your heart, establish your breathing in mountain pose, spread your toes, feel nice and grounded, and then feel a lightness in the body. So lift up through your ankles, roll your thighs out, draw your navel in, lift your heart, and soften your shoulders. We'll start with just moving the arms. So exhale, arms down by your sides. Breathe in, just reach ahead of you and up with the arms. And as you exhale, just draw the arms back down by your sides. So work with your breath, synchronize breath and movement. Reaching tall on the in-breath, exhaling, arms down. Lovely. If you want to add a little back bend, you can look to the hands as you reach up. Breathing in and out. Two more in your own time. And then when you next lift your arms, come up onto your tiptoes, lift your heels, rise and lower on the exhale, arms and heels dropping. Breathe in to lift onto tiptoes and exhale it down. Lovely, two more. And bring your hands back to your heart, maybe closing the eyes. Notice if you feel slightly warmer. Notice if your heart is beating faster, the lungs starting to work. We're going to have a little balance now, a dynamic balance. So start to bring the weight into your left foot, tap your right toes beside you. Exhale your arms down by your sides. As you breathe in, raise your right knee and lift your arms. Tap the right toe down, lower the arms on the exhale. Breathe in as you lift the arms and the knee. Exhale it down, tapping. Inhale to lift, lovely. And two more. And the next time you lift that right knee, bring it out to the side a little. So just working into that ball and socket joint of the hip. Breathing in to lift, exhale to lower. Wonderful. Four more in your own time. Take a moment in stillness. Ground the right foot, we're changing sides. So spread the right toes, tap the left toes. Breathe in, lift and raise the left knee ahead of you, raise the arms. Exhale, tapping that toe down and arms come by your sides. Breathing in to raise up, exhale to tap down. Two more. And then you can come out to the side again for six side raises of the knee. So when the air element is balanced, the breath should be long, full and steady. So if the breath is ragged during today's practice, you can rest in child or stand in Tadasana, mountain pose, for just a little bit longer. So just take a moment again, close your eyes in mountain pose. Notice if you are warmer, if the heart is pumping. Lovely. We're going into tree pose legs now. So just bring the weight into your left foot and raise the right foot either above or below that left knee. Knee, right knee pushing to the side or into half lotus. When you feel ready, bring your hands to your heart. Focus on your drishti point ahead of you that doesn't move. If you're happy here, stay here. If you want to make it dynamic and move, exhale your arms down and forwards and breathe in, lift the arms above your head. Exhale, bring the arms down and breathe in as you rise up, still maintaining that tree leg position. Wonderful, and two more this side. Reaching up, really bringing the breath in, bringing energy in. And then releasing that side, just shaking out the legs a moment. Over to the other side, ground your right foot, lifting up into tree this side. Hands to your heart, either staying static or when you're ready, exhale, hands down ahead of you. Breathe in, rising with the arms. Exhaling, lowering them. Breathing in to lift them. Four more in your own time. And after your four, you can return to Tadasana. Bring the hands to your heart and notice the energy flowing within you. Maybe a lightness. So we're flowing now into the Egyptian sun salutation, which really works the spine in all directions, starting again in Tadasana with hands to the heart. Take an out breath when you're ready. Breathe in, raise your arms above your head. Exhale, bow into a forward bend, and then raise yourself back up, standing nice and tall to Tadasana, extend your arms. Stack your vertebrae, lean to the right side. Lateral extension and flexion. Breathe in to centre. Exhale to the left side. Breathe in, reach tall. Bow to the earth again into your forward bend. And as you come up again to standing, bring your hands ahead of you, level with the chest. You're rotating to the right side now, so just spinning to the right. And then back to centre. And over to the left side. And centre again. And breathe in, reach nice and tall. Bow to the earth, into forward bend. Coming back nice and tall, reaching high, and bring your hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Okay, we flow through that a few more times. Egyptian sun salutation. Take your out breath. Breathe in, reaching tall. Forward bend, exhale. Sweep hands high again, breathing in. Leaning to the right side now, exhale. Inhale, center. Over to the left, exhale. Inhale, center. Float to the ground again into forward bend. This time, raise the hands to chest height. Spinning, turning, rotating to the right. Back to center. Over to the left. And centering again. Lovely. Breathe in, reach tall. Bow to the earth. Coming back up tall and bring hands to your heart. Lovely. Again, flowing through, breathe in, reaching tall, floating to forward bend, back to reach tall, lovely. Leaning to the right, centering, and to the left. Forward bend, floating down, inhaling, hands to chest height, rotating right, and then center, and then to the left side. Lovely, reaching tall. Forward bend, exhale. Inhale, rising. Exhale, Tadasana, hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Notice your heart beating. Okay, we're moving into dancer's pose. I want you to try and feel a lightness here. So spread the toes of the right foot and feel that right foot nice and grounded. Push into the floor. We're going to tap the left toes. If you feel steady, bend the left knee, raise the toes to your left hand, and then squeeze knees together. If you feel steady, raise your right arm into the air. Then feel yourself pushing that left foot into your hand and start to lower your chest forwards a little. And feel the left leg almost straightening, so the thigh is stretching. And so you may also have a little back bend in that lower spine. Focus ahead of you or on the floor. Feel light, so reaching, drawing the navel in, working that core. And then lift the chest, release your left foot and shake out. Well done. Okay, some days we're more balanced than others. Left foot grounded now, spread those toes, tap the right toe. When you feel ready, take hold of your right foot in the right hand, squeeze knees together. Breathe in, reach up to the sky with the left arm. Ease the chest forward as you push into your hand. Push the arm, the right arm away from you as you push into your foot. Keep breathing here, bringing the breath into the heart. Shine your heart forwards. And ease the chest up, release the leg, shake out the feet. And find Tadasana. If you need water, take a sip now. We're going to flow into some more sun salutations now. So sun salutations are designed to help you to detoxify because you bring a lot of breath in and they fan that internal fire. You will feel warmer after this next round. So starting in Tadasana, hands to the heart, establish your breathing. Feel nice and grounded. Really consciously draw energy in with your in-breath to make sure you don't run out of puff. So exhale, breathe in, reaching tall, maybe a back bend if that suits you. Exhale into forward bend, Uttanasana, nose to knees. Looking up, extend that forward bend, hands on shins or the floor. Take it back to a plank position. Keep it soft initially, knees, chest, chin, ease yourself down. Cobra coming up. Exhale, downward facing dog that you're going to hold for 5 breaths. So in this position, spread those hands, ground the feet, lift tailbone high, and melt the back of your heart space where this heart chakra is rooted. And feel the back spreading as the breath comes in and expands the lungs. After your 5 breaths, look forward, step or jump through to an extended forward bend as you continue to look up. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweeping hands high, standing tall. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Maybe a little bit warmer. We're going to take 4 more rounds of this sun salutation, Surya Namaskara A. The first 2 I'll talk you through. The last 2 you can flow in your own time. And you can either pause between rounds or go straight into the next one. And if you'd like to miss a round, that's fine too. Just be kind to yourself. So take your out breath. Breathe in, reaching tall, maybe a back bend. Uttanasana, forward bend. Looking up, extend your spine. Jumping or stepping to plank. This time you may like a press up to the floor. Chaturanga. Coming into up dog now and downward facing dog. 5 breaths here. Spread those hands and breathe. Lovely. After your 5 breaths, you can look forward, step or jump forwards. You're looking up on the in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Standing tall, reaching, maybe back bending again. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take two breaths here. Then reaching tall as you breathe in. Forward bend, exhale. Inhale, looking up. Plank position, jump or step back. Squeezing elbows in as you ease to the floor. Inhaling, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Beautiful. Lift tailbone high. Breathe as fully as you can. Use this as your resting pose. These heels to the floor. Stretch the back of the legs. Your five breaths, returning, stepping or jumping through. Keep looking up as you breathe in. Exhale, nose to knees. Sweep hands high, stand tall. Exhale, hands to your heart. So two more rounds in your own time. I'll jog your memory if you miss where you're going. So flowing when you're ready, taking that in breath and the out breath. So with awareness on your breathing, every breath, whether it's in or out, is a movement. The trickiest part is keeping the out breath going as you step to plank and lower yourself down. Take that breath in on cobra or up dog. Exhale into down dog. Excellent, ladies. Very nice. Just five breaths in your downward facing dog before returning. And you can pause between the next round or flow straight into your final Suri Namaskara A. Allowing the breath to dictate the speed at which you're moving, rather than the other way around, fitting the breath into the movement. It's not going to make the breath as full. Breath into the back of your heart space. And once you reach Tadasana, take a moment to watch. Notice the stems of your body and the energy, the life force you've created. And maybe notice if your internal fire has been fanned and is a little bit warmer. Okay, so moving just into forward bend now. So just release down, hang like a rag doll, and just shake the head as if to say no, and nod the head as if to say yes. Consciously bringing the breath into the back of your heart. So help the spine to elongate and open by bringing the breath into the spine. You may like to take three breaths now. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Side, let go completely. This will help to open the back body. And after your three breaths, take a big step back and then come to all fours on hands and knees. I'm going to go into a flying downward facing dog, which I'll talk you through. So feeling a lightness. Now, if anyone has any shoulder problems, I'd just like you to stay in a normal downward facing dog, and you might just want to lift alternate legs when we lift our legs. This version is quite strong in the shoulders. So please always push into the forearm and feel the head and the shoulder pushing away from the floor. So we're going to start by bending the right arm and laying the forearm on the floor and opening the right hand. And you'll notice the left arm needs to bend just a little bit to get that elbow down. Now if that feels okay, just push now into that forearm. Make sure you're pushing your right shoulder away from the floor and that you're not crumpling down and the head's away from the floor. So nice active right shoulder. If that feels good, tuck your toes under and now push up as though you were going into a downward facing dog. And you might want to walk your feet a little bit closer. Just check the toes are in line. If that feels comfortable, you're going to lift the left leg. That's the opposite leg to the forearm that's down. And you can feel that left hip opening if that leg is nice and high. That flying dog. Now, if that's too much, you need to come down. That's fine. But we're going to take four more breaths here if that's good for you. And this really does increase that digestive fire, fanning the fire within you, your Agni. After your four breaths, you can ease that left knee down, come to all fours, and rest in child pose for a moment. Release your shoulder and get your breath back. Wonderful. Feel ready, we'll take the other side, so all fours. This time it's the left forearm that's on the floor. Spread the left hand. Push the shoulder away from the earth. Tuck toes under. Lift the bottom into the air. If you can, walk your feet a little bit closer. And then lift the right leg into the air. Fabulous. Please come down if there's any pain or strain. Keep the breath flowing in. Four more breaths. Flying downward facing dog. And ease yourself down. Please rest in child. Release your wrists and just softening into the shoulders here. Just let go completely. Wonderful. Okay, so back to all fours. We're now sweeping the right foot through between the hands, coming into a kneeling lunge on the right side. So sink nice and low into that left hip flexor. Lovely. Feel nice and grounded in the feet. We're going to work with the heart now and bring the breath really into the chest. So when you're ready, sweep both hands up into crescent moon pose, looking forwards or to the hands if you'd like to add a back bend. Wonderful. And now to feel a real openness in the chest, perhaps open the arms, feeling a globe resting on your shoulders. Spread the arms, push the elbows back, and bring the breath in, expand your chest. And then take a moment, look forwards. If you can from here, tuck under your back toe and lift the knee from the floor, coming up into Invincible Warrior. That's it. Keep breathing, warming the body. Push into that back heel to straighten that back leg. Wonderful. Now we're just going to flatten the back foot and ground it by turning it a little to the right, 45 degrees. You may even want to step it forwards, but you're going to keep your hips forward into Warrior One. So keep facing forwards. You've just laid that left foot down flat on the floor. And again, feel nice opening. So you can open the arms a little, push the elbows back, open into your chest. Fabulous. Now bring your arms behind your back, interlace your fingers, breathe in as you straighten your arms and look up. And now humble warrior, laying over the front leg, lifting arms to the ceiling, to the sky, and dropping chin to chest. See if you can lift a little bit deeper. As fully as you can in this inversion. On your next in-breath, release your hands, sweep your hands back up into Warrior One. Again, maybe opening the arms to feel open in the chest, feel the breath coming in. And now opening up into warrior two, so turning the hips and chest side on. Wonderful. Moving into sun warrior, so tilting back, left hand strokes down the left leg, right palm up above you, palm to the floor. And you can look to the hand or to the floor. Bending into that front knee, really work the lower limbs. Side angle pose now, right elbow to right thigh, left arm kissing the ear, the upper arm touching the ear, that arm nice and straight. If you're happy here, stay here. If you'd like to go deeper, drop now the right hand to the left side of your right foot towards the floor and bring your left hand behind you. Feel the chest open and just look over your left shoulder. And as you breathe in, return to your warrior two, sink nice and low. And then cartwheel your hands to the floor and just drop the left knee down into a low lunge again. And we're going to add a twist now. So lift your right arm into the air, look to your right hand over that right shoulder. Exhale, hand to the floor and lift the left arm now, twist to the other side. Ground that hand, sweep the right foot back, find downward facing dog, a blissful downward facing dog, so pedal out the feet, wiggle hips, listen to what your body needs as you ease into this stretch. And as you rest in this downward facing dog, try and bring your air, your breath in, a fresh breeze into a stagnant body. And we're going to work the other side so you can bring the left foot through between the hands, either drop to all fours or sweep it through. Ground both feet, feel steady, then rise into your crescent moon, either looking forwards or to the hands. And again, you might just want to open the arms, feel the chest expanding as you push the elbows back. Feel the throat open as well. Strong and open and free. Bring your gaze forwards, focus on something ahead of you, tuck the back toe under, lift your knee, invincible warrior. Push it into that back heel to feel straight. And then keeping your hips forward, warrior one, so you might want to step the right foot in slightly before you ground it and turn it out 45 degrees. Raising the arms again, opening the chest. Bringing the breath in. Wonderful. Exhale, hands down. Sweep them behind your back. Interlace your fingers. Breathe in, look up, extend your arms. And humble warrior, bowing to the earth. Straightening the arms on every in-breath. Softening into the back of the shoulders on every out-breath. On your next in-breath, sweeping hands high, returning to your warrior one, lovely. Opening now into your warrior two. Side on with the chest and hips. And sink nice and low into that left knee and ground both feet. Spread your toes. Draw the navel in, feel the body lifting to the sky. Tilting back now into sun warrior. Right hand stroking down the right leg. Left palm facing the face. Exhale into side ankle pose, left elbow on the thigh, right arm kissing the ear and extending. Feel the right ribs rotating backwards as you feel open into the chest, into the lungs. And bring as much breath in as you can. It's a bit trickier as you're compressing the lungs in this side stretch. If you'd like to go deeper, drop the left hand to the floor. Bring your right arm behind you. Look over the right shoulder. Soften into the shoulder and face. And then pushing up again into your warrior two. Two more breaths here. And then cartwheel your hands to the floor. Just drop the right knee down. You're going to add a twist. So lift the left arm, look to the left hand over that left shoulder. Feel the hands open. Feel the air between the fingertips. And exhale that left hand out. Twisting to the right side now. Lift the right hand into the air, opening your fingertips again. Reaching tall. Draw the breath in. Exhale, grounding that hand. Sweep the left leg back now. Find blissful downward facing dog. And then walk your feet to your hands. Come into a forward bend for a moment. You may just like to shake the head and nod the head. Just feel fully released. When you're ready, slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time. Head coming up last. And rolling back your shoulders and shaking out your legs. Just take a moment here. Make sure you're not dizzy. You've been down for a little while. Okay, we're working into a big toe balance now. So we're coming back to the centre of the mat, and we're going to bring the weight into the left foot. So spread your left foot, make it big, tap the right toes. And we'll start by just bending the right knee ahead of us and squeezing the knee up with the right hand. If you're happy here, just stay here. You can always bring your left hand out a little bit to help steady you. If you'd like to go deeper, you can take hold of your foot, either with the right hand taking the right side of your foot or the yogic toe lock. It is a big toe balance, so that's the ultimate aim. So take your yogic toe lock if you can and start to straighten and lift the leg to the sky. Keep lifting the body, the chest up, keep the shoulders soft. Okay, so if you feel steady, ease your nose now to your right knee, almost coming into a forward bend. And then lift the chest again as you extend the leg out. And wherever you are, just release the foot. Keep the leg extended out in front of you. Keep breathing, keep lifting the chest. One more breath, lift the leg higher and tap it down. Let's bring the weight into the right foot, other side. So just squeeze that left knee up to start with. And if you feel steady, extend the leg ahead of you, take hold of the toe or the side of the foot. Feel tall as you lift the body, push the right foot into the floor, send roots down. If you'd like to try, ease your nose towards your knee, come forward a little. And then with leg extended, just lift the chest again. And now release the foot, keep the leg ahead of you. Keep it lifted, lifted. Use your core to lift it. Keep the breath coming in. One more breath, lift it higher. And release it down, shake it out. Wonderful. Let's fold into a forward bend, release the strain on the lower back. Counterbalance, just Uttanasana, hanging like a rag doll. And then we're bending the knees. Just sit yourselves down on your bottoms. Scoot towards the front of your mat. Bend your knees. Lift the chest high. Reach forward with both arms so they're parallel. And rolling down now one vertebrae at a time towards the floor. Scooting your pelvis up as you go. And laying yourself down with control. And when you reach the floor, hug your knees in into Uttanasana and gently massage your spine. And take a moment to notice your breathing. I should have worked on the water element today. So we're going to try an easier version of the big toe balance on our backs. So place the left foot on the floor. Keep the left leg bent for now and extend your right leg into the air. Start to draw your right leg towards you, and as you feel nice and stretched and flexible, you can try and reach for that toe with the right hand. So yogic toe lock. Okay, so make a pistol finger and place it between the big toe and the second toe, lovely, and then the pad of the thumb and touch the pads of the index. It feels peculiar to start with. It feels as if your space between that big toe and the second toe is huge, but you'll get used to it. Okay, if that feels comfortable, extend the left leg along the floor. And just keep drawing on the exhalation that leg closer towards your body. Using the out breath to stretch deeper. And feel that right leg reaching for the sky. Feel a lightness in it. And if it's shaking, it's good, it's releasing tension. Stretching ligaments and tendons. Okay, so imagine a clock face and that your right big toe is at 12 o'clock. We're going to move the right toe to 2 o'clock, so just bring the foot slightly to the right and then bend into the right elbow, draw the right foot towards your right shoulder. Still trying to keep that leg nice and straight and lifted to the sky. And then bring that right toe back to 12 o'clock. Now if you can, reach with your left hand now to the right side of your right foot. And then you're going to cross the right leg over the centre line of the body to about 10 o'clock. So you feel a stretch in the outer hip, maybe the right lower back. Keep extending that leg to the sky. And if you can't reach the foot, just use your hands behind the upper or lower leg. And ease that foot back to 12 o'clock. And just another couple of breaths, just ease the leg towards you. And now squeeze that right knee and give yourself a hug on that right side. And then pop the right foot down and extend your left leg into the air. Ease that left leg towards you if you feel steady. Yogic toe lock with the left hand. Ease that leg towards you. If you want to accentuate the stretch, extend the right leg down along the floor. Exhale, draw that leg towards you. Use your out breath to soften and melt. And we're bringing the left toe out to 10 o'clock to the left side and then drawing it towards the left shoulder. If you want to keep grounded, you can put your right hand on your right hip. And then bring the toe back to centre and then take the right hand to the left foot. Try and cross the centre line just a little bit. Stretching that left lower back, the left outer hip. Softening with every exhalation. Ease it back to centre, draw the leg towards you, take two more breaths here and then squeeze the left knee in towards you and then draw both knees in, again Appanasana gently rocking from side to side. Okay. We'll finish in Lion Goddess pose, so bring your feet to the floor, feet touching, knees dropping to the sides, soles of the feet together, and bring your hands into either cactus arms or hands on the belly. Close your eyes and notice your breath. Draw air in through the nose into your heart space. Feel the heart expanding on the in-breath, softening on the out-breath. your hands to draw the knees up. Gently rocking from side to side. So free posture now. If you need to do anything, another twist, a stretch, a back bend, just listen to your body. And we'll go into a relaxation.